This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, March 16th. Well, some interesting price action yesterday in the grain space. Take a look first at wheat, where we saw bear spread activity going on, even though the market was slightly higher, in particular in Kansas City. Chicago was stronger than Kansas City, so the spread's narrowing up a little bit, but we still don't see rains coming to the central and southern plains on the western half of those of that region. So we're well into the growing season in Texas, certainly. We're greening up and growing in Kansas, and there's just not any relief in the future. The last week, those 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts are not verifying as we come into this week. So stress is going to be acute, especially in Texas, where you're already well into the heading stage and it's just getting to be too late for that crop. So I would expect we're going to see some pretty significant yield reductions coming out of there as we move forward. And, you know, if we get into April and the rains still at least aren't in the forecast, I think this market takes a pretty sharp move to the upside, led by Kansas City. There is not a grain corridor agreement yet. Russia wanted a 60-day, Ukraine trying to stick with 120-day, which is the original agreement, but we haven't seen anything really materialize. It expires on Saturday. If there are no objections, it just automatically renews. Russia trying to exercise what little leverage it thinks it has, and it's just not going to work for them. So I would expect the corridor to proceed and pretty much be the same as we have been over these last few months. According to APK Inform, which is an ag information service out of Ukraine, the marketing year to date grain and pulse exports out of Ukraine so far, as of March 1, were at 32.3 million tons. That was down 11.2 million from last year. Wheat specifically, 11.3 million tons. That was down 7 million from last year. Barley at 2.0 million tons was down 3.5 million from last year. Corn at 18.6 million tons. That was down 9 million from last year. Rye, 16,000 tons. That was about steady with the year before. February alone saw grain exports at 5.05 million tons. Pretty strong number, and that's equal to where they were a year ago. So they're actually catching up. They've been running way behind, but February was pretty much on par with a year ago. When we look at this next season coming up, they're also reporting that grain acres, grains plantings anyway, are expected to be down about 45% from last year, and harvest to be down about 50 to 60% from the pre-war levels. Some of that is because of a lack of funding and their need to save on money, so they're reducing fertilizer usage by about 50 to 60%. Many of the corn acres that were planted last year have yet to be harvested, still standing out there in the field, which is going to reduce their yields. They're estimating around 15 to 30%. So all grain production for this coming year is estimated at 34 million tons. That's down another 30% from last year. It's down 60% from 2021. Oilseed production is expected to be around 19 million tons, which is actually up 13% over last year, but it's still down 15% from 2021. So, you know, winter wheat did not get planted. You've got this carryover of corn. They still need to get it out of the field. So they're clearly looking at planting more oil seeds, which will be primarily sunflower seeds. In other news, we see that Egypt is tendering for some wheat for mid-April delivery, which is just a month away, so it's almost for immediate loading by the time they would actually get it to Egypt. So this morning we see that the cheapest offers are actually out of Ukraine, $299 a ton delivered. Romania was the next lowest offer at $318 delivered, and Russia above them at $321. So you can see how the break in wheat prices around the world have really been aggressive in lowering FOB offers, and now we've got at least a couple countries, cheaper than Russia. So I think what this does is it stabilizes. I don't see Russia coming down to meet those prices. If they do, it would only be to match what's already going on. So that just leads me to think that, you know, these prices, they're going to bump up to where Russia's offers are most likely in further tenders. So I think the wheat market is carving out a low here. I would expect, you know, looking at the price action, that we'll probably get a pullback here. We've seen a nice snap to the upside. Judging from the night session where we're kind of mixed, I would expect wheat to probably pull back, probably 1 or 2 days. As we head into the weekend, you know, we're not seeing any rain in the forecast. I think that, you know, the market's going to start adding some weather premium as we head into a weekend that with a market that I think is carving out a low. We'll see where this goes, but on the front month Kansas City, that takes us back down to the support level of around 802 to 805. You know, that was where the market stalled for several days in a row, which was an old low from a couple months ago. Now that we've gotten above that level, I would look for that to become a support level, probably for quite some time. The CFTC trying to get caught up with their commitment of traders reports showing as of February 28 that the funds had reduced their corn long positions aggressively and increased their wheat short positions by a fair amount. It's the largest short that they've been since January of 2018. So they're carrying a pretty hefty short position. If they start to feel that the wheat market has bottomed as well, especially headed into a dry growing season, they may try to be a little more aggressive on covering some of those shorts. So I think that, again, from here on out, I would look for, you know, wheat to focus more on weather and not as much as on demand, because we're well into the growing season for hard red winter wheat. In the northern plains, more cold, more snow. It's going to be a slow season getting started in spring planting. And again, I think that, you know, the longer that delays, it probably makes corn plantings less likely. But considering the price of corn and, you know, the insurance guarantees, I would expect you're going to see some farmers thinking pretty seriously about moving out of spring wheat acres and into corn. So I do think Minneapolis has a stand to make here to protect its acreage base. And hard red winter wheat has a stand to make to factor in, you know, weather issues. Soft red winter wheat in Chicago, of course, really does not see any weather problems. Got an increase in acres, plenty of moisture for that crop. Chicago would only be the leader if you see some outside issue going on. You know, if there's a nuclear issue going on in the war, or just a general feeling that the wheat crop in the northern hemisphere is not going to be big enough to really increase world stocks. Already at this point, I think you're seeing U.S. stocks steady at best and probably tightening up, just considering the rough condition of hard red winter wheat here domestically. So that's kind of where I'm looking at. You know, we're going to be focused on weather here. And again, it's just not happening, at least at this point in the Southern Plains. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. Or you can also reach me at 513-815-1701. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.